back to Navigating Performance Management, Your Compass to HR Success. I'm Rowley Walter, founder of Appraised, the employee performance management platform. And Appraised is designed to help managers and employees get the very best from each other, getting feedback on how they're doing, alignment on objectives, and clarity on opportunities for personal development and growth. And today, I'm delighted to be joined by Elisma Els, an industrial psychologist and head of human capital at Box Fusion. And Box Fusion is a software solutions company that is 100% African-owned, operated, and staffed. Elisma, thank you so much for joining us today from South Africa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's a pleasure to join your podcast today. So industrial psychology in South Africa is basically, they call us the HR on steroids. So we look at what the business wants, the requirements, where they want to go, and then also what the individual needs is. And we see how we can link the two to actually get the best of both.
Fantastic. That sounds like a bit of a no-brainer, to be honest.
Yes. A lot of people don't really understand it. They just like, they see you as the HR, the individual as well.
Yeah. Okay. So do you have a psychology background?
Yes. I've done my master's in industrial psychology.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Yes. Right. Okay. Well, anything you can draw upon, I'm sure you will, for today's episode will be really interesting because we're going to focus on objective setting and goals. And I would love to know how, how you can get people to set the right goals, how a company can kind of structure its goal setting process so that it's a kind of a win-win for employee and for the organization. That's kind of what we're looking for out of this whole process, isn't it? And so, if you can, there's anything from your psychology degree to draw on, that'd be really fascinating. But can I just start with a very broad question for you? And obviously relate it back to Box Fusion, but when you're in a fast moving business environment, what do you think is a really good kind of cadence for setting and reviewing objectives? You know, in the old days, we used to talk about setting them just, I don't know, beginning of the year, and quite often they'd be forgotten about, right? And they would sort of reappear from the bottom drawer of your desk 12 months later, and you'd be like, oh, forgot about those. So what's your view on this?
So in Box Fusion, I actually do set annual goals, annual OKRs, which then is cascaded down into the various departments. So we align their objectives with the overall company objectives, and then these organizational departmental goals is then further broken down for the individual team members. So we review this on a quarterly basis, actually, to ensure that we are either still on track, we make adjustments where we need to make adjustments, or then in the rare instances, we actually remove objectives that is no longer relevant. Then once again, at the end of the year, we do evaluate it. We see, okay, what is the percentage of achievement? We either rework it or we set new OKRs, and then so this quarterly annual process helps us to actually stay agile, make changes we need be aligned with the business priorities. Because even in tech today, I mean, the thing we create or think we're creating, tomorrow it might not be even relevant. So we just stop and change again.
Excellent. Okay. So I really like this because it sort of aligns with how I think about performance management and performance management process, which is that you need to have a combination of little and often and regular updates and altering course and measuring what you're doing and shifting tack and so on in order to achieve something that actually might take a while, maybe a year, to achieve as a whole. So you've got your kind of more visionary objectives for the company and the department that are kind of there as a sort of a North Star, and then individuals have their own objectives, but you're keeping on top of them each quarter, making sure that if one's going off track, they're going to get a bit more support, or if one's no longer relevant because the markets have changed or whatever it is, then you can you can adjust. Does that sound, are we on the right track?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. Because not all the individuals actually also knows when they actually start out of the business what is an OKR. So we also guide them through the entire process.
Okay, right. So it's on to my next question then, which is around OKRs and SMART objectives. Have you found one particular framework, like the OKRs, for example, to be particularly effective? And did you try other things before that? And did it require a lot of education and kind of bedding in to get it to work?
Yeah, so I started with Box Vision about a year ago, and they already had the implementation of the OKR system. And the founder actually founded that Google and everybody uses it, so he kind of adopted that pathway. But the individuals weren't really sure of how to set it, how to actually frame it or phrase it. And so there's a whole process that we had to go through, and that we actually now just completed now in March. That actually making it available for everybody to see what the company goals is, how they fit in. Everybody was like part of the goal setting, like what initiatives can they bring to the company in order to actually achieve the company goals, and then further breakdowns into their departments.
This is really interesting. Can we just drill down into this a little bit more? So I'd love to know about what's the process of going from company to departmental to individual OKRs? Because I know that some of our customers struggle with this because it feels like you need a lot of orchestration, right? You need things to be done at a certain time, and otherwise, before you know it, it's halfway through the year and individuals haven't got their OKRs. How does it work, or what advice could you give us?
No, so as I mentioned, the company tried it before. They've roughly tried it for a year and a half, and then the uptake was slow. People didn't really understand it. So I really actually started from the basics last year. I had monthly sessions with the individuals focusing on the various topics of performance management, how to do it, what's the benefits for the company, for the individuals. We changed the mid-year and end-year reviews to not only have the OKRs, but also KPIs to make the difference between what is your core responsibilities and then what is the big out there objectives that you really want to move the needle forward for the company. So we actually have an annual session of the executive team where they have a retreat for 2 days. They set the company objectives, and then, as you mentioned earlier, it kind of got forgotten. So this was the first year actually where we invited the managerial team as well. So we set the business OKRs, and then from there on, the managerial team set their department OKRs. And then after that, they had 2 weeks where they had to have breakaway sessions with their teams to explain the company's OKRs, the structure, and so forth. And then we had 2 weeks ago, actually, we had a big company rollout on a whole Box Fusion day where we shared to all the departments the company OKRs once again. We shared all the different department OKRs so that everybody's aware of what's going on in the business. And then we had breakaway sessions with mixed teams where they actually have to make initiatives and ideas in order to actually have they as an individual or their team can align to the company's objectives. So going forward now, after 3 months, we will then once again look at the progress we have made towards these business OKRs as well as the department OKRs. And then we will indicate what was the contributions from everybody. We're making sure that it's transparent so that everybody can just see, okay, what is my impact on the business, on my team? So it kind of fosters that, okay, I belong here. I'm part of the growth of the company or that alignment.
Okay, and I'm going to come back to that actually, and we're going to get into psychology, I reckon, when we talk about that maybe in a minute. But not the OKR. So, yes, it sounds like this is you presumably putting in a lot of effort to make these meetings happen and get people to do it and come out of the meetings with everything written down and done and agreed. Would you say that's what sort of made the difference, do you think, between this successful round and the previous attempts?
I think people were
Somewhat.
more involved now than previously. Previously, it was the company wants to go somewhere, and the executive team of six individuals, they were aligned, but they didn't share it with anybody, or it was shared in a PowerPoint and then it's gone. But now everybody had actual physical interactions, either with their teams or with different members of the team. People started actually, some of the comments on the day was, oh, now I realize why the company set this OKR. So previously, because we kind of have the same OKRs of last year, because nothing happened. So now people are actually saying, oh, I can actually understand it. I see the value of it. And they are a bit more like accountable and responsible to say, okay, I can actually make an impact on the business success. And if the business succeeds, I will succeed. So I think it's become more personal and not just a far away I don't know, people are very, in general, when they hear performance reviews or management, people generally feel, oh, it's a negative thing. It's, I'm going to be what I'm not doing, instead of actually how you can tell your manager what you want to be doing and then growing yourself.
Indeed. Absolutely. Okay. So let's talk about the power of individuals feeling like they are contributing to a greater purpose or a greater goal, which could be the departmental one or the company. They feel like what they're doing is making a significant contribution, and they can really see the impact that they're having. I mean, this is obviously kind of common sense, I guess, but it's something that's really come to light recently, isn't it? That this idea about employee motivation being driven by the sense of purpose and belonging. Is that something that you had in mind from the start when kind of creating this process?
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier that the company tried the OKR system. They didn't have KPIs. So everybody was very much like, is the OKRs actually what I'm doing? Is it my job role? What is it? So I made sure there's a clear distinction between, okay, your KPIs is then that core that everybody needs to do. So if you're a senior engineer, everybody will have the same KPIs, same measurements. That's what you do day to day, basically. So in terms of to make it more impactful or give people that sense of purpose, we said, okay, the OKRs is there, where that is where your purpose will lie. That is where you can have the freedom to set any goal, any objective that you want. And that actually then resonates with what is your personal sense of purpose. So we give them the autonomy, we empower them. We can say, you know what, set your goals, have it meaningful, fulfilling to you. And then people are generally more willing to actually work towards it, because it's not something that someone gave to them. It's, oh, I really want to work on this skill, or I want to, it can be internally, externally to the company, or it can be internally to the individual as well. So we don't limit them in terms of how they can set their OKRs.
Yeah. Okay. And so one of the things you mentioned was these mixed teams. And this is something that I find really interesting myself as a manager of a small business, in which really to kind of move the needle, as you say, you need collaboration from all sorts of different teams and different people from different groups of people. And it's very tempting just to go down the sort of departmental lines. But I'm just wondering, did you cross departments at all? When you talk about mixed teams, would they sometimes involve people from different teams? And do they end up with OKRs that they actually have to deliver together? Or was that just more of an idea generation process?
So initial setting of the OKRs, the department and the company, that's pretty much structured to say this is your department once. But for example, when we had the brainstorming sessions, when everybody was from different teams, they could say, you know what, HR, one of your OKRs is actually to become the employer of choice, but me as marketing can actually assist you by actually increasing the social media following or something like that. So then we actually take that initiative, make it part of the OKR of HR, but then have a dual responsibility between HR and marketing. So now what we're doing is we're looking for initiatives where marketing can actually assist HR in terms of how do we get the name out there, and then marketing can do their marketing magic. And then HR just comes with all the HR information and how to actually build that employee engagement.
Fantastic. Yeah. Okay. That makes complete sense. And do you think this is brought sort of additional clarity, I guess, to how people are almost like authorized to work across teams and departments like that? Because I think, you know, without this, you might struggle to get someone in marketing to give you a bit of, I mean, obviously you can use your soft power and influence, and everyone knows that it sounds like it's a good idea, but does this give you a sort of a sort of structure, a framework to allow that kind of cross-team collaboration?
Yeah, no, definitely. Because I think when you're operationally involved in your section of the business, whichever it is, you get so consumed by it. Later on, you focus on, I have to do this, I have to deliver, and it's like a train that just keeps on going. But once you actually have a different perspective, or someone who actually sees what you're doing throughout the time frames, and they see, okay, where the gaps are, if you just listen to those opinions, it can make a world of difference in how you actually approach certain things. Because in myself, I'm in HR for like 15 years. So now I have this HR approach towards business, if I can say that, but marketing or operations see it in a different way. So if you listen to that, then you think, okay, I never thought of it because this is kind of the way I've been doing it. So it's actually quite nice. And individuals from all levels are then included in this process. They feel heard, they feel valued, and they can go to the CTO and say, you know what, this is what I think you should be doing in terms of getting the technology out there. So everybody's voice has been heard.
Excellent. Okay. A couple more detailed questions, if it's all right, because I think
Yes.
our listeners will really enjoy hearing about this. Those are some maybe kind of languishing with just the unloved annual objectives that aren't reviewed, don't have that structure, don't have that sort of buy-in from everyone. We'll find this really useful. So on those OKRs, do you set it so that the departmental ones, the company OKRs, they are visible to everybody and shared, and you can look at those. And individuals, do they have kind of personal ones or private ones? Or actually, I think some companies will put all of those out there so everyone can see them and see what's going on, and everyone's accountable to everyone. But at the same time, you can also see what someone is working on and actually say, hey, I can actually help you out on that one. So how does it work at Box Fusion?
So basically, at Box Vision, we use the appraise system currently, and where we actually set the goals, we have in the drop down. So when you actually go into your own personal profile, you can have a drop down in terms of what is the company goal you want to work on or the departmental goal. So you will see the upright stream currently. We don't have where people actually see individual goals, and we're still trying to just get people on the and understanding and so on. So if for now we can get it right so that my goals link to the department and then to organizational, that is what we're aiming for to achieve this year. And the system makes it clear, everybody can see it, the manager can see the progress, you can do it on a slide scale. So it's very transparent in terms of who's doing what, working towards the one goal.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. And so I guess the other thing that would be hard to do without the system is the reporting and seeing who does
Yes.
and who hasn't got goals set. Has that been a positive impact for you?
Yes, definitely. I've actually changed the appraise system slightly. So I've modified the mid-year and the year-end reviews for us. And if you don't have an OKR, it gets flagged on the HR
Okay.
side, and we make sure that someone actually sets the OKRs because previously people just floated by without the OKR. So
Yeah, and you
at the
wouldn't
end
have
of
any
the year,
idea, I guess. Yeah.
at the end of the year, you wouldn't even know what this person has been working on because they track it on the project systems, but it never gets translated into some kind of metric or how it actually influences the business outcomes.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. One final question for me, I think, or for you rather, is around, have you got any advice on what people should not do? Are there any traps to fall into? Or any recommendations for things to avoid?
Sure, I think it's trying to do it too fast. I think, I don't know in different countries, but in South Africa, people do tend to be kind of scared of the year-end reviews. Even if you think, yes, I'm a star employee, you still have that feeling of what will my manager say.
Yeah.
So definitely making it clear, transparent, have your monthly one-to-one sessions with individuals between managers, employees, so that they know where they are. Changes can be made to their performance as it happens and not wait 6 or 12 months later. And then you can't even remember what they've done. And then just education, just teach your employees if you're using a system, how the system works, give them the breakdown of the different concepts in it, how to set it, what it means. Be clear as possible in terms of the objective the company actually wants to achieve by setting these objectives. Because people need to know what is the purpose of something before they actually start buying into something.
Excellent. Okay. I think that's a really great piece of advice and a lovely note to end this episode. So thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining us today. That will be really useful to many of our customers and listeners. If people want to find out a little bit more about your folly, can they find you on LinkedIn, perhaps?
Yes, I'm available on LinkedIn as well as BoxFusion is also on LinkedIn and other social media platforms like TikTok, X, Instagram, Facebook.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, thank you very much again for joining us. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this episode. And to make sure you don't miss future episodes, please subscribe in your podcast app where you can also catch up on episodes you might miss. So that's it from me. Goodbye. And thank you again to Elizabeth Ells from BoxFusion.
Thank you.